Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hiram1555.tumblr.com, twitter.com/ Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blogs, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I send to you all in the name of our Savior and our last and greatest messenger, Assalamu Alaikum. And this edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth, the Star and Crescent Report, is titled The New Paradigm. Only a matter of time now, and all hell would break loose. Brothers and sisters, before we go into that, I would like to say this, you know, as people who are in love with the truth and who gravitate toward the truth, we have a lot of mischievous, devious, and unsettling traits in us that we have picked up from our slave masters. We will always recognize the slave master even when we're saying that we don't like the slave master, but we can never show love and recognition toward our own. This is why it takes a God to come in the last day to beat all of that out of you. We are a petty people, and the devil has made us that way. And nobody has been able to get that pettiness, that wickedness, that lowliness out of us except God in person. Therefore, there is a purification process, a purge now going on. And as the messenger says in warning to the hypocrite, all the weak ones will fall out, and all the strong ones shall stand. This is the process that is taking place today. I recall when I started doing this show, as I progressed in this show, and I'm talking to the people and telling them how what you see in the markets, what you see in world events, and what you see that's happening nationally, all of this affects you directly. I caught all of the flack. The brother's not teaching on the blood of Muhammad's teaching. Oh, we heard that way back when, blah, blah, blah. This is what I heard. It didn't stop me one bit. And I continued to teach and show them how the messenger's teachings are not confined to the pulpit. The messenger's teachings are universal teachings. Therefore, it encompasses every square inch of thought and world events and universal events that take place that they report on. Now all you hear, the dialogue from Facebook to Twitter, is about what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on in China, what's going on in Russia, what's going on over there, what's going on over here. Do you understand? The dialogue has changed. And a person emailed me and asked me, well, brother, do you get mad that for the fact that you cut all this flack and now everybody's saying it, but they don't mention you? I say, no, what it does, it gives my heart a smile. Because even without them acknowledging with their mouths, they're still acknowledging with their writings, because they are acknowledging that what I was saying is so relevant today that they were forced to change and do a U-turn and recognize that they had reduced the messenger's teachings to slogans, and they had reduced the messenger's teachings and confined it, and now that it is universal and it is breaking out of the confinement that they once had, they have to either grab on to it or they have to let it go. And so I don't get mad at my people. I'm happy because Allah is making his words matter. How can you get mad about it when these are not our teachings alone? These are Allah and his messenger's teachings given to us to make us better people. So no, I don't get mad about that. I get happy that they're coming into the knowledge of the truth, because there was so much resistance to what I was saying. Brother, why are you talking about China? Brother, why are you, brother, the devil over here is beating us and doing this, as though this was just confined to that area. And they didn't understand why the devil was mad and doing what he was doing to you, right? And now they're getting an understanding of why these things must take place, because of prophecy. And it also gives my heart joy, because that means we're closer and closer and closer to the wrapping up these prophecies. You understand? So we're moving into a new paradigm. And it's only a matter of time now. And all hell will break loose. All hell is breaking loose. The devil can't contain it anymore. His lies are no longer sufficient. Remember, there was a time when he could lie. There was a time when he would be able to deceive you and thinking that when you're looking in your wallet and you have $2 and he's telling you on the news, everything is fine. There is no inflation. You're doing fine. You're getting jobs. There was a time when he could make you believe his lying mouth against your wallet, against your stomach, against the bills that you paid. But because God is bringing his word into fulfillment, he can no longer use those lies to pacify the people. Because the reality is, everybody is catching hell. This is a new paradigm that's coming in. The devils are scared as hell. Those who prospered up. Notice this, black man and black woman. The same people who are disparaging the system today were the profiteers of the system yesteryear. And now they're telling you how corrupt the system is, yet but they feasted off you in the system. They're telling you how unjust and how unfair and how the system was made up to fail and how it is a vulture or parasitic system that is predicated on consuming your life and your resources and your wealth. Why didn't they tell the black man that 15 and 20 years ago? Because it was not time yet. And now the law is forcing them to, because the truth is becoming so clear, crystal I should say, that there's no doubt about it, that we are entering into a time unlike any time ever before. Do you see how they're talking about El Nino gripping California? Not gripping California alone, but gripping the Pacific states. Do you see the storm that is beating down Britain right now? What about over in America? You turn around, there's a flash flood. The next time you turn around, there's unheard of tornadoes. Drought, terrific. Cold, terrific. Swarms of insects, terrific. Pestilence and judgment everywhere on top of all this. And I sit down and I ask the people, do you ever think why? Why are these things happening now? After the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, why does this coincide with the end of the 60-year rule of extensions? Right? Do you ever sit back and think about why? Because prophecy must be fulfilled. A lot of black people, especially the Muslims, listen to me good. A lot of you don't like that. Because you've made it up in your own mind what it's going to be about. Some of you believe that Master Farad Muhammad is dead. You fools. But brother, that would make him 130-something years old. Well, he's God, ain't he? Right? See, you don't really believe that God is a true and living God. You don't believe that his power encompasses everything. He has the power over life and death. Surely if the God has power over life and death, he can transcend death. Right? I'm talking to you now. And as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us in the Theology of Time, I'm not here for you to shut up. I'm here for you to talk back to me. Talk on these issues. Question me on these issues. Because the paradigm that we have entered into, it's the breaking of white power universally. It's the redemption of the black man universally. What will it take to place the black man back on top of civilization? Messenger Muhammad retorted to himself, it will take universal war. We see that in the makings right now. God is attacking their educational system. He's attacking their technological prowess. He's attacking their cultural output to the people. He's attacking their military prominence. He's attacking their financial and economic well-being and dominance. He's hitting them at every pillar. And you can't see it. The Muslims, the so-called Muslims, have gone into a tailspin of ignorance, relying on foolishness and and weak arguments now that anybody can challenge you on. You don't want the truth if the truth does not fit into your little picture. That's not Islam as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He says you are to accept and honor truth regardless to whom or what, even if that truth bears witness against your own self. Right? So we come with the truth of the divine messenger of God and his God. And we prove to you on a daily basis. And you go back into your little old crevice, your little old temple, your little old area, and, well, I'm going to do such and such. All the while, the white man is telling you daily that his system is imploding. His power is collapsing, and his influence is waning. This shows that you have not elevated yourself to the level of a thinker. You're only a believer. That's what we had 100 and some years ago when they put us in the church. Remember, we weren't always in the church. They allowed us to go in the church when it was suiting their needs. Because for 200, 300 years, they kept us out of the church and made it illegal for you to even read the Bible. This is that white man. You know, that Christian man that always proclaiming Christ. And now you go into your temples and your mosques teaching foolishness, picking and choosing the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, whichever suits you. That's no good for the resurrection and the benefit of 68 million of our kind here in America. We got to tell it like it is, all of it. And if you don't like all of it, then leave all of it alone. Right? Saladin told me, he said, brother, let me tell you something. Years ago, he says, are you serious about it? I said, as serious as a heart attack. He said, well, I wanted to ask you that because if you're not serious about this, it's best that you don't even go deeper, go any further in Islam. Just drop it and go back to what you were doing. Don't play with it. Because Islam, as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, will cut you up or will burn you up. If you don't want it all, then leave it all alone. If you only want pieces and parts of it, let it all go. So what we do, we take pieces and parts of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we reduce his teachings to a mantra, to a slogan, separation, land. We need land. We need, and not encompassing the whole, you remove the meaning behind what he's saying to justify your narrow expanse of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And this causes division and dissatisfaction and discord amongst the brotherhood and sisterhood. And as Muhammad says, here you have on one corner a brother teaching right, and on the other corner you have a brother teaching wrong. It's hard for the people to understand which is which when both of them are claiming Elijah Muhammad and the people that both of them are after are dead to the knowledge of themselves. You see? So I offered on the show that not out of a brag or a boast, not because I think more of myself than I ought, it's because I think more of the teachings than most do. That if your reasoning, if your position, if your thought on the teaching outweighs what I'm saying, you are welcome to come on the show and to prove it. And I will gladly, but I'm not arrogant. And I would bow to what you said and I'll go over to what you're talking about. But no mumbling, no whispering down the hallway in the alley. You have a platform to present your side and see which one reigns and rules. If you can't do it, if you're not man or woman enough to do it, then shut your pothole and let us get to the people that God and his messenger are trying to raise to life. The new paradigm. It's only a matter of time now, and all hell will break loose. And as I was saying to you, all hell is breaking loose. You understand? The devil sees this world coming to an end. There's an explosion taking place. I'm going to play two little short clips. One is about 2 minutes and 50 seconds. and the one that follows up is about 18 seconds, okay? And I want you to hear what the devil is saying about his position here in the Middle East. I want you to hear what this devil is saying about what they see, what their perception of what is going on is. So listen closely. And remember, this is from the madman, the Jew-loving, the white supremacist, what's his name, Alex Jones, who's always trying to dump on poor people, who's always trying to say that the third world is trying to steal the wealth of the first world, when in reality, we know that that means that black, white is black and black is white, which is all wrong. It's not the third world that's occupying Europe. It's Europe occupying the third world. It's not the third world occupying America. It's America occupying the second, the third, the fourth, and any other world that they see coming up. Right? But I want you to just listen to this. See if you can get you some out of it.
A month ago, 2 weeks ago, and now it's unfolding. The situation in Syria is deteriorating very, very quickly. As you know, last week, the Turkish military with two U.S.-made F-16s shot down a Russian fighter bomber on the edge of their airspace. Now, whether they were in their airspace or not, we have multiple articles at Infowars.com with the President and Prime Minister of Turkey talking about their daily incursions, daily, for 4 years, into Syria, bombing the Kurds and others, and using artillery to fire on the Syrian military for the last 4 years. They just sent their fighter aircraft in yesterday and bombed inside Syria again. Syria said, you don't have permission. So he says, if you fly on the edge of our airspace, we're going to shoot you down, but we're allowed to fly into your airspace. The Russians have moved in S-400s that are undoubtedly as good as the best U.S. surface-to-air anti-aircraft missiles. They have hit targets at Mach 5 plus. They have got missiles that go out over 1,000 miles. They've got medium range that go out 250 to 150. They've moved medium range S-400s in, dozens of the units, up to three missiles per launcher. There's no stopping them. There's no stopping them, not with a new joint strike fighter that cost over $1 trillion. They've defeated it with a system that cost a few hundred billion. And they are rolling more of these in, and they have told Turkey, okay, if you come in to the airspace, we're going to shoot you down for what you did. And Turkey responded and said, this will be an act of war then. We're going to continue to come in your airspace, and they're still doing it. So the clock's ticking till the Russians respond, folks. The clock's ticking till the Russians fire some of these anti-aircraft missiles, these SAMs, at a NATO-backed, NATO member country that is Turkey. This is unprecedented. And top former CIA analyst Robert Baer and many others are saying this is starting World War IV. World War III was the Cold War and proxy wars, and leading up to now is still part of World War III, is what analysts call it. World War IV is a big one between NATO, the United States, and Russia. And NATO is starting the fights in Ukraine and in Syria with Russia, starting the conflicts in both countries. Doesn't mean Russia's perfect, but Russia is not in an expansionist mode. The West is, run by the very same globalists that have crippled our future. Russia, a decade ago or so, kicked out the oligarchs. We're run by the very same oligarchs that hijacked Russia. So they have a serious beef with Russia because Russia was able to completely, almost completely kick them out over the last 15 years or so. It's accelerated the last 10.
So you hear what they're saying is going on. Notice they never assign fault to the entirety of their nation. They always put it to the selective group of a few people. They never, even when they're telling you something, remember the messenger tell you that the devil, don't look to the devil for truth because he will deceive you. He will give you some truth, but it'll be wrapped up. It's like an onion. Many layers. And as you're unwrapping that onion, you're starting to cry because of the stink. And eventually, you may get, if you continue to be persistent and you persevere, you may get to the core of the onion. This is how they do it. They never assign blame to those who benefited off the system, who also helped to maintaining and use the system to be like predators to prey. But when the system explodes or when the system turns inwardly on them, the children of the system, then it becomes the central banks in the Illuminati, in the one world government, and all of this stuff. But it wasn't that when they prospered off the wealth and off the labor of those whom they occupied and destroyed and waged war against. See, we're entering a new paradigm, and we must call an ace an ace and a spade and give it to you. Some people say, well, there's a mystery here and there's a mystery there, but this got to be a lie. Because the book teaches you and the Holy Quran bears witness that on the coming or the presence of that last messenger, he would reveal all things. To Jesus said it beautifully, that on the arrival of that one, he will reveal all things. Right? So we know that that last one, that last messenger would meet God face to face. And God would put it in his mind and in his heart, the same manner of love and passion that the God of the universe has. He puts it into the man and makes that man an exact replica of himself to go before the world, to teach them and open up the blinded eyes, to unstop the deaf ears, and to give you power enough to walk again towards truth. He reveals all secrets, great and small, according to the Bible, which is borne witness by the Holy Quran. So we, well, there's a secret this and there's a secret. Brothers and sisters, listen to me good. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us in the theology of time on all of this secret stuff. He says, in scripture there, and I'm paraphrasing, he said in scripture, they talk about, excuse me, this these secret orders and all of this stuff, he said, but in all of these books that they commercialize on, right? And the messenger said, and God gave him a little book, and that little book was enough to take out all of the big books, right? So I know all of these conspiracies and all of this stuff give you a lot to talk about. But at the end of the day, when you finish talking, you really hadn't said much. But I want to get to something, black man and black woman. I'm looking for my book as I'm trying to talk to you. Excuse me. But listen to this 18-second clip, okay?
This is our third total emergency alert issuance. I hope we make it through this December coming up and into next January. But this is the most critical time pretty much in human history, period, because of the weapons we have. We can't afford another World War I or another World War II. We will destroy ourselves.
You hear what he said? The devil sees what's going on. I'm going to play that again. For those of you who didn't get it, I'm going to turn it up again and listen to the last few words that Mr. Alex Jones says in this clip here. Okay?
This is our third total emergency alert issuance. I hope we make it through this December coming up and into next January, but this is the most critical time pretty much in human history, period, because of the weapons we have. We can't afford another World War I or another World War II. We will destroy ourselves.
You see, what did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tell us about that devil? That devil was made to be destroyed, that his actions that he had put into place would eventually be his own doing. In the fall of America, he says, and also I've read it to you, I think, on the last show, 168, I believe it is, 168, at the house doomed to fall. In the first two short paragraphs, the messenger writes, we cannot deny the fact that the Christian West is responsible for this universal corruption in the land and sea. From the same corruption that their own hands have wrought will come their doom. Let's listen to Mr. Alex Jones again.
This is our third total emergency alert issuance. I hope we make it through this December coming up and into next January, but this is the most critical time pretty much in human history, period, because of the weapons we have. We can't afford another World War I or another World War II. We will destroy ourselves.
From the same corruption that their own hands have wrought will come their doom. Huh? This is something, see, we're entering a new paradigm. Again, I can tell you this for sure, that they are panicking behind closed doors. Some of us, we give too much credit and too much power to the white man. That's why he's able to rule. Because you're still marveling at his wisdom, when his wisdom is nothing but a flea compared to the wisdom of God. But you still, because it intrigues you, we love secrets. We love to be able to boast that we are some. Remember Jesse, me and Brother Rush talked about this a while ago, about our people. You know, Jesse and all of these leaders, we always feel like we got to be top-notch, so we disregard everybody else, and we always say, I am somebody. Because for so long that the devil has prevented you from becoming somebody, even if that somebody now that you've become is an enemy to God, you're still somebody in your own sight. But let me walk you through something. I found what I was looking for in the theology of time in that 18 seconds while that devil was talking. Listen close to this. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is talking about the Masonic order here. He says, there are books that are piled up into libraries throughout the world, books after books, mostly to commercialize on the subject. You don't need all of these books. Stop right there. So we get a library of all of these books and we boast that, yes, I have that book. Yes, I've read that book. Yeah, hey, in that book they talk about such and such. The messengers say that's mostly to commercialize on it. The devil's not going to put it right there. Again, let's go back to something. They take an oath and they swear by the sword never to reveal their secrets, right? Mr. Albert Pike and the rest of them are revered in the circle of masonry and shriners, right? And yet you're able to get writings from them talking about the deep inner workings of the Masonic order. How in the hell is this compatible? If you swore by the sword never to reveal the secret, yet you revealed it and you're still honored amongst those whom the secret you revealed. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't hold water. So Muhammad has it right. There are books that are piled up into libraries throughout the world, book after book, mostly to commercialize on the subject. You don't need all of those books. Well, Elijah Muhammad, what do we need then? Tell us what we need. As the Bible teaches you back then, in the last part of it, in the Revelation, that he saw God give a man with a symbolic name a little book. And that little book was enough to take care of all the big books. That is true. Allah gave me a little book, and he's preparing another little book. Well, he got it prepared, but he's waiting for a certain time to give it to me. Now, if we are to know the right way, it cannot be taught by the wrong way teacher. Now, this is what I'm getting to you. You've got all of these people out here who are sciencing up the teachings. And they may have a little bit in what they're saying, but they mix it up with all of this madness. And they don't realize it because they have fallen in love with this madness because it makes them look like they're knowledgeable. But in reality, what they're talking about is empty. Either you believe what he said and you're a follower of him, or you don't. There's no straddling the fence. There's no in-between on this. It is what it is. See, now this new paradigm here that we're talking about, a lot of you can't get with. And that's cool, like the messenger said. You are permitted to stay in what you are in. But let us warn you today, what you're in won't remain with us. You understand? Because there's something new merging in on the old. And if you are connected to the old by any lock, sock, or barrel, you will be carried away to the abyss of oblivion, even while proclaiming that you are a follower of God's last messenger, I want to talk to you for a minute, brothers and sisters, and we're going to see where this thing is going, okay? Please give me a second with you. Now, excuse me. I'm coughing a little bit. Brothers and sisters, let us go to something real quick. All right? I want to go to a clip for you, and I want to play something for you. But before I play something for you, I also want to try to find this word right here so that you can understand what I'm trying to give to you as I speak of the word paradigm, okay? The word paradigm means a model or pattern for something that may be copied, a theory or a group of ideas about how something should be done, made, or thought about. Now, what we're entering into, a new paradigm, what paradigm that we're entering into that should be copied? A righteous way of thinking, a righteous manner of action, a righteous culture, a righteous idea that gives birth to the righteousness of our inner self and our newborn. There are genes, there's DNA that is locked up that cannot be tapped right now because we have been living under the atmosphere of Yaqub. And Allah will not allow these genetic codes to be tapped at this point because we're living in all unrighteousness. So now that the old world, one by one, boom, 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 you're seeing more and more of the righteousness coming out. One more striving for righteousness. One more striving for goodness. One more doing something better. That's because the new world is actually being built up right up under you, and you cannot see, you cannot perceive it. But for all of them to be tapped, there must be a removal, a decay of this world. And we see the utter decay, and we see the removal, and we see Yaqub's people fighting like hell to try to maintain that which they are used to. Everywhere you look, the devil's world is falling apart. You look at America, she's catching hell. You look at Europe and Australia and New Zealand and Canada, what's happening there? If you don't know, listen to this and now you know.
Now, as we know, Europe is basically collapsing on itself. Now, of course, the government, the talking heads, are trying to convince everyone they're in this incredible recovery. We already see what's happening in Greece. They're already making plans to confiscate their currency, confiscate their precious metals, confiscate their precious stones. And this is definitely going to spread across Europe into the United States, Canada, Australia. You won't be left behind. And in Europe right now, we see that there are many things that are occurring where we can see the economy is not doing as well as they say it is. I mean, France's unemployment, it has reached the highest level in nearly two decades. And now it's above the European average. Well, of course, they can explain this away. It's all the fault of the Paris attacks. The European Union already came out and said because of the Paris attacks, this might spread to the rest of Europe. So they're already planning to blame this on another group or eventually another country. Secondly, the Service Sector Purchasing Manager Index was slightly worse than expected in November. The Eurozone retail sales, which unexpectedly, and I love when they use that word, declined. Sales declined by 0.1%. They thought this was going to increase by 0.2%. So this is the second unexpected dip in a row. How could this be? Everyone's employed. Everyone's making money. This makes no sense. Well, it does make sense. When you manipulate the unemployment numbers and when you spew out the illusionary statistics to the world, to your people, the real economic indicators are going to show what's really going on. And this is what we're seeing. Not just in Europe, but here in the United States.
Now, we see that Canada, Australia, and all of the white nations are catching hell economically. And have you noticed that all of them why their economies are in decline and why they're implementing austerity measures and why they're attacking the poor and why they're instituting fascist laws. They are all draining their treasuries to build or buy weapons. Why is that? Do they see something coming? Do they know something that the average person should know but refuses to know because they are drunk on the world that is Yakub? Well, let us listen to a little bit more of this.
And in the United States, we know that they've been manipulating the initial claims, and it's been falling. It's back to the 1970 levels. And they're saying, yes, we have full employment at 5%, and most likely by the first of next year, it'll probably be between 4.8 and 4.9. Nobody's claiming unemployment, even though since June there has been a million layoffs, approaching a million layoffs. And we're seeing a little bit of a tick up in initial claims right now. It rose 9,000. Now, it's very interesting because Challenger Gray and Christmas, they have been showing that there is continuous layoffs since 2014, nonstop, and they're increasing. More and more businesses are shutting down. Sales are declining. Revenue is declining. But of course, they need to keep the illusion alive a little bit longer. Now, we know the housing market is in a bubble. And what we're seeing right now is housing bubble 2.0. Now, we know two things about the housing bubbles. They always pop with devastating consequences. And the talking pundits out there always deny that we're in any type of bubble. And this is what we're seeing right now. Now, there is a chart that not only identifies the housing bubbles, but explains why they are inevitable and why it's going to pop and it's going to have a complete collapse of the housing market. This chart reveals the tight correlation between real, adjusted for inflation, new house sale prices, and real wages, salaries. Every time a house price gets ahead of earnings, house prices decline sharply. Since these are real price wages, they go down when prices' wages don't keep up with the inflation. So while normal house prices didn't snag much in the late 1960s, as inflation took off, they fell sharply when adjusted for inflation. House prices fell again in the late 70s, and when they briefly exceeded the growth of earnings, an unexpected period of housing prices soared above earnings in the late 80s, and was followed by a slump in housing in the 90s. Housing bubble 1 is clearly visible as house prices skyrocketed far above earnings between 2004 and 2008. And what do we have after 2008? That's right, a complete collapse. Now, the gap between real house prices and real earnings is even wider than it was during 2008. That's very interesting. So this tells us that housing prices are going to fall sharply once again. And guess what? The entire housing market is going to readjust and collapse. This is what's going to happen. It's inevitable. There's no way out of this. Of course, there could be some type of an event. But this, we are headed right there. We're already seeing the housing prices come down. Now, is this happening in every single area at the same exact time? No. But what does happen is it spreads from one city to the next city, and it takes its time, and it sneaks up on you, and then all of a sudden everyone says, what just happened? This is what happened the first go around. All those speculators that were out there flipping their houses, it snuck up on them, and they were stuck with multiple houses, and they could not sell them. And it's not just houses, it's apartment buildings, condos, and things like that. And we are seeing the same thing occur, but this time the gap between real wages and earnings and home prices is wider than it was in 2008. That means the collapse is going to be much, much worse.
Now, why am I letting you hear what these devils are saying about their own economic situation? Or why am I trying to inform you of what is taking place now? It's because of the time. I'm trying to get us all in the right time. You know, you don't want to look at your clock. Say, for instance, you have planned something, and all of you set your watches, but somebody's watch is an hour early, someone is an hour late, and you have two people that watch just don't even tick. And you're looking at it, and you say, we'll meet at 12 o'clock. And you get there, nobody's there, because some came early and left. The ones who were late have not made it there, and the other ones just didn't have no concept of time. So all of them except you were out of time. You understand? We looked at the same clock on the wall. We read the same dials on the clock. But the perception of each one of us was different, so some of us became late to the party. Some came early to the party, and they lost out everything. So we have to be in step with the times. That's why we have to be sharp, fast, clean moving, right down to the modern times. Right? Oh, give me a second with you. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. The time is the main thing that we must agree upon. Why? See, as I said before, if you are not aware of the time, you will still do things out of step or out of time, thinking that you have time. Have you ever had a job interview or something, and you lost track of time, and somebody reminded you of the time while you were doing something, thinking that you still had a lot of time, and before you know it, you jump up, you're in a race. Oh, man, I got to go do this and blah, blah. And so you're putting on your clothes. You're in a fit to try to get there. Then you're mad at every driver on the road because they wasn't on your schedule. So you're honking your horn and cussing them out and doing everything, dodging traffic to get to. But it wasn't their fault that you were out of time. If you would have been aware of the time, you would have properly prepared, or could have properly prepared, and got to your destination on time, in time, right? Yeah, are you listening? Because what I'm saying to you, I'm not talking down to you. What I'm trying to convey to you is that this stuff is a no-brainer. But listen closely to what he says. The time is the main thing that we must agree on. And this is the most important than anything else is the time. Without our knowledge of the time, there is no agreement with anyone. The time is the essence of all things. Look at you, brothers and sisters around the nation. When you try to have unity or when you talk, there's no unity. Why? Because some brothers and sisters are out of time. They don't recognize it. You understand? They're trying to apply a process that is no longer productive or no longer conducive to today's time. They are out of time and don't understand what must and need to be done, even though they may use the slogans. Muhammad said it. Without our knowledge of the time. Well, bro, see, because you can have something in your head and in your heart, and you can be sincere about it. But if the time is against your sincerity, you can't bring it into being. Right? Why? Because time works on God's timetable, and things must take place in time, whether you are aware of him or not. God is the knower of the seen and the unseen. And when he gives out a word, a command, or a thought, it goes. goes forth and moves in and through and with time to bring it to be. And you might not understand or know it at that time, but your thoughts, actions, and will might be in opposition to that which God is bringing forth. You understand? So we're living in a new paradigm where we are removing the curtains, the cloaks, the blinds, everything, the sheets, whatever you got up to your windows. Matter of fact, we're kicking the windows and the walls out, and we're letting you get a good glimpse, a good look, a taste, a touch, a feel, a smell of the outside, where you're no longer confined to a narrow box of thinking and understanding. And that you can look all around you, feel, touch, smell, taste, and hear all that nature has in store for you. Because we're in a new paradigm. And it's only a matter of time now. And all hell will break loose. Let's go further in these clips. We're seeing the sign of global collapse everywhere. Listen.
Now, there's another indicator right now that shows that there is something wrong in the economy, besides all the other things that we spoke about from all the prior reports. Another sector right now has hit a point where it's declining rapidly. And this is signaling a domestic and global collapse in trade. And what we're seeing is that the truckers, especially the heaviest Class 8 trucks with a gross weight over 33,000 pounds, it's not looking good. Because what we're seeing right now is the Class 5 to 8 orders, they have decreased by 40% year-on-year and 26% from October. The year-to-year decline was the 8th consecutive month of Class 5 to 8 contraction. So right now, the Class 8 orders of 16,600 were below our channel check based between 22,000 and 25,000 that were expected, a drop of 59%. This tells us that people are not shipping things all over the place. So if we look at this, we see manufacturing is down. The Baltic Dry Index is at a very, very low point. Retail sales are basically having a very difficult time right now during this holiday season, because trucking right now should be incredible. But we're not seeing that. We're seeing everything the opposite of what the government and the central bankers are telling us, because they're telling us that we're close to full employment, that the economy is recovering, everything's fine in the housing market, everything's fine in the retail market. But we're seeing manufacturing down, the shipment of raw material down, trucking is down, retail sales are down, stores are looking to close before the holiday season has even ended, and we're getting many more critical indicators screaming that there's a global economic crisis, which is basically getting deeper and deeper. And we're seeing that right now, if we look at these indicators, that the price of oil is below $40 a barrel. We saw this back in 2008 before the stock market collapsed. The Business Roundtable forecast for business investments in 2016 has dropped to the lowest level that we've seen since the last recession. Corporate debt defaults have risen to the highest level that we've seen since the last recession. This is a huge problem because corporate debt in the U.S. has approximately doubled since the last financial crisis. Credit card data that was just released shows that holiday sales have gone negative for the first time since the last recession. So sales in retail not doing well. U.S. manufacturing, as we know, is contracting at the fastest pace. And many people are saying, wow, when is the big crash coming? Well, if we're looking at this, we're in the collapse mode right now. Oil crashing, commodities are crashing, gold and silver being suppressed, junk bonds have crashed, retail declining, trucking declining. The unemployment continually moving upward, layoffs continually happening by the thousands. All we're waiting for at this point is a complete collapse of the stock market. This is all the central bank has left to show the American people and the world that the economy is doing well. This is the only thing they have to continually pump up and make it look like the economy is doing well. And they can do this very easily because they have the technology. They have the ability to have the banks throw in the free money from the Fed. They have the ability to stop the market from coming down using the high-frequency trading and the plunge protection team. Because as we look at the stock market, we can see there are so many people out of the market right now. It's just machines and the central banks manipulating it completely. And we see by the move in Greece right now to confiscate their currency, their precious metals, their precious stones, this move is going to spread across Europe. It will head into Australia, into Canada, into the United States. And this is why you need to be prepared, because when they come and they ask for what you have, you're going to need to be prepared with supplies. I mean, is it the right thing to do to say, yes, I have gold and silver and precious metals? I don't think it's any of their business. I don't think they need to know this. Hopefully the people in Greece say, I have nothing.
In the midst of all this collapse, when we take a look inwardly at the state of the Nation of Islam, some of us, we become impatient because we don't understand time. And we don't understand that prophecy must be fulfilled. I know we've heard that over and over and over and over again. But we don't let it resonate the way it should in our heart and our brain on how things must come to be. We have it in our own mind that if I can do X, Y, and Z, then I, listen to this, I, isn't that what stopped Moses from going over to the promised land? Must I smite this damn rock? That's what he said, right? They had driven him almost mad because he had continued to bless them through God's permission, right? And one slip of the tongue, because the people had burdened him so much. Because he said, must I? He spoke independently one time of God. Right? And that's what we do. If I can do X, Y, and Z, then we can do X, Y, and Z. Not understanding that the time is against certain things. The Bible tells you that there's a time and a season unto everything. We know there's a time to be born, and we know surely that there's a time to die. There's a time to be bought and a time to sell, right? A time to sow and a time to reap. These are the common sense thinking of the people. But people don't have common sense to think like this anymore. And so they're putting things that is for another time into this time, making problems for the God who is ushering in a new time. And this new time is the new world of the black man and woman. All praise is due to Allah. Some of you say, well, brother, why do you talk like this? Why won't, see, you can get all these other brothers and you can get all these other sisters if you would just do X, Y, and Z. If the truth is not good enough to get them, nothing I can do will get them. The messenger had 40 years with them, and most of the people who were there weren't with the messenger. They didn't understand what he was saying. As I said on one show, when the messenger talked about some fatal years in 1965 and 66, the people didn't understand. They was expecting a fall right there. They didn't know he was talking about the silver being robbed from the currency. When he spoke about that 1971 being a fatal year, and you hear it on the show all the time, we go right back to the clips where the white man always talk about that marked the fall of America. But the people, they couldn't see it. And because because they were short-sighted, and they wanted it in their time. They are the microwave population. I got to have it hot, fast, and right now for me to believe it. They didn't look at everything that was leading up to it. Therefore, God kept their understanding and their wisdom, and they can't see out of what they're in right now. So Muhammad tells us, we are not here to tell you other than the truth. We are here to tell you the truth, because others have gone before who have done the lying and using things they had no knowledge of. They would guess, and their guessing makes mistakes. Well, I'm going to do such and such. I believe. Even in the midst when somebody is showing you a host of facts to prove what he's saying, that is an arrogant, mischief-making, egotistical, maniacal maniac who would ignore all the signs, all of the knowledge, because I feel I got it right. Well, present your proof then. I ain't got to do that. Well, then how do you feel that people are supposed to follow you then? And then you disparage the one who continues to bring truth and continue to prove what they're saying. Because they guessed at it. They don't like people who are able to prove it. Oh, Muhammad says, the Bible and Holy Quran warns you against such things. So, we see this going on, and this is rampant. In the midst of the fall of America, this is rampant. This thing is explosive. Now, listen to this. Let me read something else to you. Then we'll go to a clip, since we're on this subject about the nation and the new paradigm and the arrogance of people. Because this is deep core embedded within the nation. Theology of Time. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, we are learning all of this wisdom and still walk the earth humbly. When we see a fool, we don't call him a fool. We know how he became a fool, and it is not his fault. I am very happy at times to go into great depths of the wisdom of God. Stop right there. Now, if the messenger is happy to go into the great depths of the wisdom of God, and you are a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, shouldn't you be happy and able to do the same thing if it is he whom you are truly following? And if you cannot do that, what does that say about you? Huh? Now let's go a little further. If you have the patience to wait, we don't have that patience, and read it, it's here. All you have to do is get it. There's so much that we need to know, but we get impatient before we ever learn what we should. We get too impatient. You are like your enemy. The devil was created or made in haste because the time was urgent upon him. This is you, black man. This is you, black woman. Before you ever let the truth simmer in your heart, you're reaching for something else, and you hadn't even digested what you had before. You become impatient. This is what happened to the followers, so-called, of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the fall of the nation. They could not comprehend. They did not understand. Therefore, they were short-sighted on what was to come. Only a few knew the fall would take place. Only a few knew, because only a few paid attention to what he was saying. Because the other people felt Muhammad had been talking this for 40 years. Hell, no, it did longer than that. Right? But you became impatient because your brothers on the street mocked you. Your sisters on the street mocked you. But they are not the Lord of the world, and they have no salvation to offer you. And now today, you see clearly what he spoke 40-some years ago. But you were impatient at the time he spoke it. Remember, you see how all of this rotates around what he said about the time and how things come about? This is a new paradigm. And it is only a matter of time now, and you see it right now, you hear the devil saying it, that all hell It's breaking loose for his world.
But what you need is food. You need medical supplies. You need a weapon to protect your family. You need medication just in case you have someone sick in your home. You need toiletries. These are all the things that you need. You need to continually stock this up. You cannot stop. As we approach the end of this year, moving into next year, and I know a lot of people say nothing's going to happen next year, but how much has happened this year? Remember, these central bankers, they're only human. They're not gods. Most of them are idiots. But they know how to manipulate things. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. And what they're trying to do right now is put everything off so they can blame this entire system of the central banking system on someone else. That's all they're doing at this point. They have no other plan. Yeah, they can go into a country and try to prop up the system a little bit more, but it's a Band-Aid fix. So we're approaching the collapse right now. They're doing whatever they can to keep this system alive because they don't want to be blamed for this. So you need to prepare. And if you haven't started preparing, I would start now. If you are preparing, continually do what you're doing. If you want an easy way to prepare, you can go to lifereliance.com. They have bug out bags, water filtration systems, emergency foods. You can customize your order, and that's lifereliance.com. You can go right there, and you can choose anything that you need. If you're shopping in other places, continue to do that. But whatever you're doing, just do it.
See, the devil is so scared of the blowback of his system. Now, listen, systems don't spring up out of the blue. They come out of people's minds, right? They come out of cultures, right? This system was indicative and is indicative of the mind and the culture of the people who ruled and benefited. So if the system is destroyed, if the system is imploding, then the people who built and maintained the system also are falling and imploding too. This just goes with the thing, right? But you don't see it. You don't understand it. You don't want to embrace this. But it is happening. And the whole world can see it. Except the so-called Negroes. But the message, I was listening to him the other night, last night, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about, he said, that God is going to, there's a set time. Listen to me, I know I read something to you, but I also was listening to him. He was talking about the impatience of the people. And he says, in words, and I'm paraphrasing this part, brothers and sisters, don't become impatient. There's a set time that God will force all of you to believe. If he does not do so, right? Then you can say that God, his prophets and messengers, are liars. Right? And then he goes and says, I don't think you'd be able to do that. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was telling. There's a set time for everything. And as you move from one phase to another phase, to go back, one of the most beautiful things that you can look at in the transition of time, in the moving forth in time, is your own life. Have you come from a sperm and you go into the womb and from that you start rotating? If you are so lucky to hit the egg and you grow into life and your mother gives birth and from that stage you grow from that baby up to an adult because you are progressing with time. You're never a baby forever. You're not a fetus forever. You're not in the womb forever. You're not in kindergarten forever, right? There's a progression of time. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that God creates the life of the universe to revolve and bear witness to the life of the black nation. So we see that everything works in concert with everything. And so if there's a progression of time, then you should be able to grow and see before it's too late. Are we getting this clear to you, black man and black woman? I have so many clips that I want to play to you. And I know maybe some of you have some things to say. If you do, before I get really into this again, raise your hand and we can talk about this. And this is your humble brother, Rashid Muhammad. I'm not here to talk down to you. I'm here to talk to you. So that we can be on the same level of advancement and we can go from there in divine wisdom and guidance. Too many times we look at each other, we look down on each other, we look as though a brother or a sister owe us something because we may be a little bit older or we may have shared something with them. Your duty is to your God, your messenger, your nation, and your family in those orders. And if someone believes that you owe them something and they have never produced really anything in wisdom, then you should shun them. Isn't that what the devil does? When he asks you, when he needs what he calls actionable intelligence, meaning intelligence that he can use right there on the ground, if you his snitch, if you his ally, and you can't give it to him, he'll part ways with you on it. Right, won't it? The same thing. You need actionable intelligence. You need right guidance. And the way to get it is to hear Elijah Muhammad speak. And when you hear him speak, you fall in love with God, his messenger, and the message that they gave to us. And the more you listen to him, the more you love him, and the more you love him, the more you listen to him. And the more you can comprehend and understand what he's saying, I know to some people it's new to them when they hear the messenger and they can't understand it. But I hear and I understand every word that he says. But there's a point to that because it was not always so. This is what I'm saying to you. Time. You put in the effort, time will bring it about. If you put in the effort to be a righteous person, if you put in the effort to try to do right, live right, think right, surely time will bring it out and show the world who you are, right? If you believe that this devil will stop at his madness, you are losing yourself in this world. He's mad because God has come after you to free you, not only economically, but to free you spiritually and mentally from the shackles that have made you a mental and spiritual slave on top of an economic slave too. So you should be happy and you should smile that a God would come after you. He's causing the whole world to war to free you from this brute beast. Listen to this.
Now, NATO, they are bringing in Montenegro to join their alliance. They approved the bid to join the alliance, and we can see this is just another country in NATO's realm right now. NATO agrees to keep troops in Afghanistan. They're going to keep 12,000 and add more troops in Afghanistan. Plus, they want additional funds, about $350,000 more in Afghanistan, because as we know, the troops are never going to leave this area. It's a strategic location. There's a huge lithium mine. There's a copper mine. There's an oil pipeline that runs through Afghanistan. China, Russia are in Afghanistan. This area, and of course they grow the poppy fields, which they convert into opium and sell across the world to pay for their covert operations. The U.S. NATO forces will never leave this area. And we have proof now that they're never going to leave. I know Obama said they were leaving, but we can see whatever he says is always opposite.
Now, America is digging her trenches in the Middle East, in Asia, Central Asia. As I said on the show before, long before this man ever said anything, Central Asia is the underbelly to Russia, to Pakistan, to Iran, to India, to China. And it is also the center of Asia, Asian politics or geopolitics, where China is doing her Silk Road. And America believes that if she can keep Afghanistan destabilized, if she can justify her forces there with NATO, she can stay there indefinitely. She can run the copper mines. She can run the gold mines. She can run the silver mining. She can run the untapped gas. She can run the untapped oil. She can run all of that stuff and build pipelines all through all of the conquered lands, which she's planning on conquering Iran too, and run it and control the entire world in deep prophecy. But Elijah Muhammad cannot be made a liar. She will come out of Asia or be thrown out of Asia. Well, when have America willingly come out of a nation that she's waged war on or occupied? Has she come out of South Korea? Huh? Has she come out of Japan? What about Iraq? What about some of the smaller states? Has she come out of them yet? No. So if she's never shown that she's willing to actually come out, look at her in Cuba. She's still there. Right? Guantanamo Bay. Even after the Cuban Revolution, she's still there. So what must happen then? Since she's not willing to come out, what must happen? The scripture says that she must be thrown out, right? And this is why China has built up her might of arms to challenge American dominance and American power in Asia. This is why she's built up her economic prowess to undermine, uproot, and supplant America as the number one global and economic superpower. This was given to her by the Lord of the worlds. And now we see what Elijah Muhammad said when he talked about that yellow man was made to chase down this American white man. You couldn't see it 50 years ago. You didn't understand it 70 years ago. But you see it today because America puts China's threat in her eyes, equal to the Russian threat, she said. Why? Because she knows that China is supposed to kick her behind in the coming Asian war. And it won't be pretty for America. China's not just going to beat America. She's going to put her foot in America's behind. And so too will all of America's Asian allies turn against her. This is prophecy. Therefore, it must come to be, regardless of what you see in here right now. Prophecy must be fulfilled. All right? And Russia will be the place where America makes her last stand in Europe against her nemesis. And Russia militarily will put a spanking on America in Europe. That's why America continues to deploy troops and weapons and ships and planes and missiles and warships and defense mechanisms to Russia. If they didn't see a war imminent, why are they in such a rush to build up their might of arms? Why are they in such a rush to reinforce bases and to expand closer and closer to Russia with forward bases, not backward bases, but forward bases? These are the jump-off points to war. You use a forward base to initiate something, right? According to the military, right? So in this war, America will get her behind handed to her again. Then it will go nuclear, thermonuclear, excuse me. There's a difference. It will go thermonuclear. And that will be the sign that America, Europe will be decimated. And there will be no more global white power. And America will limp back home as a has-been power where the ten horns will put their foot in her behind. This will be the chastisement that is coming upon the great empire America. And then God will deal with America thereafter and bring her to her knees, and finally to a final destruction. All of this is in play. We just heard about what's going on in Central Asia and in the Middle East. Listen to this about what's going on.
In Ukraine, state of emergency in Crimea, even though Crimea is part of Russia right now, they are going to keep this state of emergency until the new year, because right now the power is still out. And until everything gets back to normal, that's when they'll get rid of the state of emergency. Now, what's very interesting about all this is the power has gone out. Activists are blocking repair crews from coming in and repairing it. We know it was sabotaged. And it seems like they're trying to strangle Crimea right now. Now, we understand the Minsk II ceasefire agreement expires at the end of this year. And they're going to have no power going through New Year's. Some places are on emergency generators. Other places have been hooked up so they can have limited power. But most of all, power is out. It seems this is the strategy that the U.S. uses most often. Like if we look in Syria, they knock out the power grid there. They bring down the power to strangle the population, to allow the United States and other forces to invade these areas. And this is what we are seeing right now. Ukraine says, listen, we will be the guarantor of food for Turkey because Russia is placing sanctions on Turkey. So Ukraine is ready to fill any gaps in the food market for the Turkish people and the Turkish government because of the Russian sanctions. And this is an area we need to watch because we're seeing things really start to ramp up in Ukraine. We're seeing Kiev bringing a lot of military assets to the contact line. Crimea is out of power. I mean, this seems like a complete setup. We know the troops have been trained by the U.S. and other countries. They trained the National Guard, the Armed Forces, and Special Op teams. We know that defense bill has been passed. Ukraine is getting additional funds. They've been receiving lethal and defensive weapons. We're heading into a situation where we're going to see all-out war. Now, over the past couple of years, we've been seeing the U.S. bring military assets all over the world, and they use a little bit of a trick to get these military assets into these regions without everyone going, hey, why is all this being moved over there? A lot of times what they'll have is a war drill, a war exercise, and they will ship, you know, tanks, artillery, everything over to for this training mission. And once the training mission is over, they just leave it there, and they say it's going to remain in this area. Well, we're seeing the same thing happen in Europe, the European Activity Set Program, where they were doing the European drills and training in this area. The equipment, which is about 1,200 units, including tanks, artillery, infantry, fighting vehicles, this equipment, which is stationed in Germany, is going to remain in this area, and it's going to be moved around for within the region for different training and exercises as needed. That's the key phrase right there, as needed. So basically what they're doing is they're pre-positioning the tanks, the artillery, and everything else for later on.
Because they know war is inevitable. American war leaders know prophecy too. And they believe that if they can get the jump on time and move ahead of time, then at the end of the conflagration, they will be able to overcome God and rule. Isn't that something? This is the mindset. What do they say? To not allow any nation or combination of nations to rise and emerge as a counterweight to America. This is their doctrine. I'm not telling you something that is not written in their stone in Washington, D.C. and in the Pentagon. That is their doctrine. Full spectrum dominance at all costs. Right? So Muhammad says, and we talked about this, and I read this before, but now that you've heard that, this gives more meaning to what this says. And then you'll see why Elijah Muhammad said it back when he said it. And remember, as I constantly tell you, that when Elijah Muhammad nation called Russia. There was the Soviet Union, or the USSR, right? And Russia was one of the nation states that comprised the USSR. But Muhammad makes no mention of the USSR in the theology of time, in the fall of America, in message to the black man. He continuously points toward a conflict between America and Russia. He is foretelling a fall of the Soviet Union and the reemergence of Russia as a counterweight to American power. See, this is prophecy here. We can point to it. You see? So Muhammad says, there is still the Cold War in Berlin between America and Russia and in other parts of Europe. Stop right there. Well, when they brought the wall down, they said that they had brought it down without firing a shot, which was a lie. And this was only to buy time for the devils to prepare for this final conflagration, this final event, this final war. And now everything is bubbling up, and you can see that nothing was settled with the removal of the Berlin Wall. America kept expanding her borders under the auspices or under the title of NATO, which now she's right up to Russia's borders, about 40 kilometers, which is like 20 miles away from Russia. Now, remember when Russia deployed nuclear weapons to Cuba? They called it the Cuban Missile Crisis. This was 90 to 95 miles away from the coast of Florida. America was willing to go to nuclear war for Russia or the Soviet Union to remove those missiles. But she has no understanding of why Russia continues to demand that she moves back from her borders. You understand? So God is now exciting the military brass, the political brass, and he's pushing them towards an inevitable conflict, Muhammad says. And listen to what he says. This is something in what I just read to you. There is still the Cold War in Berlin between America and Russia. You got the people who grew up under East Berlin, they want to push, like the assistant chancellor and the foreign minister, they want to push towards Russia. You got German chancellor Merkel and her crew, they want to push towards America. So there's still that Cold War, and then you see the people rising up and rioting all over Germany. You got pro and con there fighting each other. This, you can go Google this. Now, Muhammad mentioned that. Then he goes and says something else. And in other parts of Europe to be reckoned with. Now, there was nothing of the like when the Berlin Wall fell down. NATO just took Germany and reconstituted it. And they had promised not to move one square inch in the direction of Russia, right? But now you have Azerbaijan and Armenia at each other. You have the Transnistria and Moldovan conflict. You got the Ukraine and the Donbass, right? You got the Georgia and the South Ossetia. You all of that. These are what they call frozen conflict, one side bagged by Russia and the other side bagged by America. There is still the Cold War in Berlin between America and Russia and in other parts of Europe to be reckoned with. Now listen to what he says after this. Europe will become a dreaded spot when America leaves Asia. So now he gives us direction here. He says that Europe is going to be dreaded. She's going to be bad, brothers and sisters. But this takes place after she is forced out of Asia. And as Muhammad says, let's go back to that a minute. He says, it is true. So everything else relating to this that is opposite is false. It is true. As the prophets have predicted, see, prophecy must be fulfilled. America must come out of Asia or be thrown out of Asia, right? Then you can make this same connection. Give me, the time has run out. Brothers and sisters, give me a few more minutes of your time because I do want to play at least one more clip. I have two more. I have dozens more, to be honest with you. But one or two more clips, and I want to get done with this here in connection with what's going on in Asia and what's going on in Europe. So we go back to chapter 40 of the Fall of America. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he goes back to that Berlin. Remember, he just said that on page 231, 232, about what's going on in Europe, right? And then he goes right back to that thesis, or he starts that thesis in here, and he hits it back on page 231, because this chapter precedes that chapter. He says, we are in a world that is falling. It will soon be going up in flames. Stop right there. Isn't that what's going on around the world right now? Huh? Now, when he said this, they were talking about a global integration, right? Right? Global trade. And now we're in a world that is falling. It will soon be going up in flames. In Berlin, Germany, the Cold War between East and West will soon erupt into a hot war. Why? Because you have two powers, opposing powers, who are adamantly against each other, who have different interests and different views, on a collision course that neither one will blink. God made it so. And the reason God raised Russia up to take on America is to beat America down. Listen again. And to break their power, their unity. Because the way that the white man has been able to go around the world and conquer you is by befriending you and using your ignorance of him and his nature. Then he unifies with his brother, and they both causes division. They both supply each party with arms. Then they come in as the arbitrator, and they rule both of you. And if that's not enough, they just go out and just kill you just outright and take your land, take your resources, and then give it their name, Africa, New Zealand, New York, right? Don't they do that? Come on, don't get mad at me, black man. I'm just telling you the truth. So Muhammad goes further and says, it will never be settled in peace. So all of these agreements that you see them signing, the protocols over the skies over Syria and Iraq, none of this is being honored. That's why Turkey shot down a Russian plane. Because regardless of what they say and what they're signing, the messenger said the judgment has been set. So if the judgment has been set, regardless of all of their overtures toward each other, then the things must take place as predicted by the prophets. This is the new paradigm where you cannot hide yourself from this truth, from this reality, from this unfolding event, which is bringing about a change of power, rulers, and worlds. It's only a matter of time now. Well, you see it already. All hell is breaking loose. So Muhammad says, East and West Germany must and will fight it out. There's a great tug of war within Berlin. Right now, as I pointed out a few seconds ago. Some want to realign themselves. As a matter of fact, a poll just came out. And in this poll, well, two polls came out. One had France as the number one strategic partner of Germany. This is a poll conducted in Germany. And the other poll, that poll also had Russia as the number two strategic partner. Nowhere on that did they vote America. Now, check this out. In the other poll, it was vice versa. Russia was the number one strategic partner, and France was number two. So either way, there's a yearning for the Germans to go east. But the political spectrum demands that they yield to the West. So Muhammad says, East and West Germany must and will fight it out. With all of the deadly weapons that the war scientists have planned and perfected for the final showdown. Now, what does this have to do with you? Listen to what he goes on to say. Right after saying that, he goes right back to Asia. You don't have to worry too much about whether or not America is coming out of Asia. Certainly America is coming out of Asia. The odds are against her staying there. But I warn you, my black people, my black brother here in America, that while she is on the way home, we the black people are standing in the crossfire. Well, we got to get out of the way and get some land. Muhammad gives us the right guidance here, right after saying that. Listen closely. He says, but I warn you, and remember, he is a divine warner raised by God himself. So the warning that he echoes is the warning that we receive because we hear our shepherd calling us because we are his sheep. He says, but I warn you, my black people, my black brother here in America, that while she is on the way home, we the black people are standing in the crossfire. The only hope that we have is to fly to our refuge in Allah. You understand? That's where you deposit your hope at. Not in the bank, not in real estate. You deposit all of your hope and all of your faith in a place that will give you unimaginable returns and dividends. Your hope and faith is to deposit it in the bank of Allah that don't default, that don't take on debt, that is ever expanding. This is the new paradigm. So let us go a little bit further. Give me, brothers and sisters, give me just a few minutes with you, okay? Please, I'm asking you this. I want to get this out of the way. So let's go to this clip here.
Now, out in Libya, we understand the peace process is being pushed forward. They want peace. They want a unity government. And we know what that really means. That means they want the elected government, which is not controlled by the United States government central bankers, to step down. And they want the puppet government back into power. And they've been reporting that the Islamic State is basically setting up a new base in Libya. Of course, what we know what's happening here is Russia is defeating them in Syria. The U.S., Qatar, and other countries like Turkey are airlifting the Islamic State out and now putting them into Yemen and Libya. And they're hoping by doing this, the Libyan elected government and the Libyan puppet government will join forces to stop the Islamic State. Well, right now, the United States, since the Islamic State is now in Libya, which is the proxy army for the United States, is letting Italy know they're only 400 miles or so away from their country. Italy decided, you know something, we will work with the United States, and we will work together in the next few weeks to make sure we can get the Libyan governments to form a national unity government. So this way, we don't have any problem with the Islamic State. And Italy now has been drawn in. And this is exactly what the United States wanted. And we can see right now, the elected government in Libya most likely will not form a unity government because they will lose all power. This is why they continually turn this down. Now, they are the official government because they are in Tripoli. The puppet government is really no longer the government. But if you notice, the Islamic State protects the oil fields. The Islamic State protects the central bank. Basically, they have their instructions to work with the puppet government. And sooner or later, when these talks break down, the U.S. will be going into Libya.
What did Elijah Muhammad say to you? What did he say 40, 50, 60 years ago? At the time when Libya was the poorest nation on earth, Libya would play a part in the fall of America. Do you see how this man's words are being vindicated through time and events? You can't deny these things. All you can do is be mad. But the truth is the truth. And it's beautiful in the eyesight of those who follow that great and noble leader, Elijah Muhammad, the last messenger of God. Brothers and sisters, give me 7 minutes. 7 minutes of your time. This is what I'm asking for. This next clip here is about 6 minutes. Do not answer your phones. Do not hang up. You will be knocked off. I need 6 more minutes of your time. Give it to me right now, and I'm going to give you this understanding of what's going on. So pay close attention.
We understand that Turkey has been shipping oil from Syria and Iraq, actually stealing oil, having convoys of trucks drive it into Turkey, then put onto different tankers and sent to other nations to be sold. Now, of course, it's a complete profit. They're selling it for like 50% less the going rate. And really what's happening here is Erdogan, the U.S., owes Syria and Iraq for all this oil, and it's turning out to be trillions of dollars worth. And Putin says that he has absolute proof that Turkey is involved in moving this oil. And the reason why Turkey decided to take out this plane, because this is where the convoys were crossing, and they were trying to protect what they were doing there. So what Putin is doing right now, he is slowly tormenting Erdogan with his corruption leaks. Now, of course, Erdogan will deny over and over. He already said he's going to be stepping down if Putin can prove it. And if Putin's saying something, we know he can prove it. But he wants to make him squirm. And basically, he's going to continually leak out a little bit of information each time to make Erdogan squirm. And eventually, when the time is right, of his choosing, he's going to put the kibosh on him. And he's going to release the information. We can see this is how he plays. This is how he works. He did it with the down jet, the down Russian airliner, the Metro jet. He waited, and used it to his advantage. This is what he's doing right now. He's a chess player. So right now, we see Putin is putting the screws to Erdogan. Erdogan is sweating. And basically, he's going to make him suffer for what he did. Now, we see out in England, they are trying to push as hard as they possibly can the votes to bring in troops and jets into Syria. And we can see right now, Fallon is warning that on the eve of the votes that the ISIS threat is intensifying. Of course, this is what they always do before the votes. They have to push this agenda to make everyone believe that this is a huge, huge threat to get the votes. Labor leader Jeremy Corbyn has accused Prime Minister David Cameron of bulldozing ahead with a vote on extending airstrikes from Iraq into Syria because his case for war is weak. Corbyn said Cameron's rush to hold the vote to concerns his case for war is falling apart. So what the U.S. government, central bankers, and the coalition forces are trying to do is they're trying to get into Syria. They need troops in there. And we see the UK is moving in this direction. We see NATO right now is going to augment Turkey's air defense and help them out. Stoltenberg says we are now addressing how we can continue to augment their air defenses of Turkey. We see Germany. They have approved operations by its troops against the Islamic State. They're going to be sending in 1,200 German troops. They'll have an aerial refueling aircraft, satellite reconnaissance. And, of course, we know they're not going after the Islamic State. We see the United States now. They're bringing in expeditionary targeting forces to Iraq and Syria. These special operators will over time be able to conduct raids, free hostages, gather intelligence. Basically, they're going to be used to set up different situations in Syria where they can have their units move closer and closer to Assad to set up the safe zone, to protect the border between Turkey and Syria, to open up the transit lines for their proxy army. This is what all these troops are for. And if they have these troops on the ground and they keep them around the Islamic State, guess what? It's going to make it harder and harder for Russia to bomb. Now, Obama is putting out the same warnings he did once before back in Ukraine. Obama warned Putin against intervening in Syria's civil war, suggesting that Putin is aware of the dangers his country faces by entering the bloody conflict, which is World War. And he brought up Afghanistan. He's saying it's fresh in Russia's memories. Well, Obama has it backwards this time. Russia is a powerhouse. Their economy is doing well. The United States right now is full of debt. The economy of the United States and the European nations is imploding. If we have this war in Syria, Putin and China will run down the United States and make the United States spend an enormous amount of money on this and basically destroy the economy completely.
You hear that? Didn't Elijah Muhammad teach us these things? Didn't he say that the nations would see that America was weak and then they would start rising up challenging her? Didn't he say that? But when he said that, you couldn't see it because America was projecting herself everywhere. America was presenting herself as the nation without rival, economically, militarily, or culturally, or even scientifically. But that's not the case today because time has progressed towards an area where now prophecy must be fulfilled. You see? There's no going back. Because this thing has been set in motion by the Lord of the worlds. And he is bringing his desires to be. Either you're, like George Bush said, but we said it for righteous. Either you're with us in truth, or you're against us, and you're with that devil or falsehood. If you are with the devil and falsehood, the devil, his falsehood, and you will soon, as they say, go the way of the dinosaurs, with an undying love and passion for the upliftment, resurrection, redemption, and revival of 68 million of our kind here in America first, and the billions around the globe. Before we go off, let us scream out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil al-Alamin ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Black man and black woman, I love you, but God, his messenger and his nation, always loves you best. We go out the same way we came in both their names, with love and truth and power for the upliftment of you and I. As-salamu alaykum from your brother.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com. And click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I made.